Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. We are in the final days leading up to the NFL draft, and on Tuesday, we had a chance to catch up with Devin McCourty as he shared his draft day memories from 2010, and he also talked a little bit about how he can now enjoy the draft as a professional football player.
I guess the biggest thing was kind of nerve-wracking, just sitting there just waiting and waiting. You go through so much stuff during the process, and it all comes down to a few days where you kind of determine, you know, your fate, and you're stuck in a situation where you really have no control. So as an athlete, it's always tough just sitting there waiting for a phone call.
As nerve-wracking as it may have been, McCourty only had to sit through 9 picks before his name was called in the first round of the 2010 draft, while his brother Jason wasn't picked until the 6th round. But now, as he heads into his 4th season in the NFL, he can enjoy the draft process a bit more.
It's cool just to see those guys, and you don't always know much about different guys unless we get a Rutgers guy, then I know them. But other than that, just seeing guys, and like last year I remember seeing Chandler and Hightower and, you know, Alfonso, all those guys, and Tavon. Then when they get here, you just see them as names, and they get here, they turn into like little brothers for you, and you watch them kind of grow and learn everything, and it's cool now. So the draft's always a fun experience to see what kind of kids and what kind of guys you're going to get to work with.
But football wasn't the only topic discussed on Tuesday. Given the tragedy of the Boston Marathon bombings, like many other Patriots players, McCourty felt compelled to better the lives of those affected in whatever ways he could.
I had saw Danny Amendola do it, and I thought, you know, that was a great thing, and I thought it was cool, you know, the concept and the way he thought about doing it. And, you know, you're going to see a bunch of guys going down to hospital visits and all that stuff, so I think like any other human being, just thought of, you know, what's a way I can help.
Giving back to the community is something important to both brothers, which is why they're hosting a 5K to tackle sickle cell anemia on June 9th. And as you can imagine with how competitive these two are, the stakes are high for whoever loses this competition.
We, of course, like twins, we put a different edge to it. We're going to see whoever raises the most money is going to be the winner of our little bet, and whoever loses has to fly to the other one's city, dress up as their mascot, and he has to do a little modeling for the day and sign autographs as a mascot. So it's going to be a good competition. A lot of people are going to come out, walk, donate. So we can't wait to kind of, this will be our first one, and just get into it and have fun with it.
So it's official, T-Rack versus Pat Patriot. If you'd like to learn more about their 5K in Jersey City, New Jersey, then be sure to visit tacklesicklecell.org, and you can decide if you want to be on Team Jason or Team Devin. That'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.